You're on Daf Dalet, Omed Aleph. Let us go over the Gemara again, the small piece of Gemara to refresh our memory, because we have a lot of Tosfos on the Gemara. The Gemara is Takashe Poshe Ta'oni Yesh Yodoy Amai Chaye Vabinen Akire Vahanocha Yalgabe Mokim Dalet Dal Dalet Veleke. The Gemara is Akashe. Why are you chayev when the oni puts into the yad of balabayis, or the oni takes out of the yad of the balabayis? We need akire vahanocha malgabe mokem dalad al dalad veleket. Oma rabbe, homoni rabbe kive, the oma aloi beinen mokem arbo al abo. So rabbe says the Mishnah is going according to rabbe kive. Rabbi Kiva holds one does not need a mokeim arbo al abo. Where do we see this? This nan hazayrek mershus hayochid lushus hayochid or lushus harabim beemtza. Rabbi Kiva mechayev. So Rabbi Kiva was mechayev for hitzo. Bechachomim poitrim. Bechachomim pater. Rabbi Kiva sovar omrin include the kemisha huncha doni. That's once the chayfetz came into the reshus harabim, so we reckon keilu it was munach b'reshus harabim. Rabbonon sovri lo emrin include kemisha huncha doni, and the chachomim hold we do not say klute kemisha huncha doni. So memeled is a machloikis Rabbi Kiva and the chachomim, and our mission is going according to Rabbi Kiva. And again, to refresh our memory, there are two mahalchim in the Gemara. What is the exact type of kluta kemisha huncha domi? According to Rashi, the type of kluta kemisha huncha domi is that if it is in the avir of the reshus, it is nechshav ki'ilu it's munach al gabi karka ha-reshus. So that is why, according to Rabbi Kiva, we're chayiv. V'zorak meshus hayochid l'shus hayochid l'shus harabim be'emtza, because as soon as it entered the aver reshus harabim, it is nechshav kilo it's munach al kalkois reshus harabim. So according to Rabbi Kiva, if there's a loch, even though it's in the aver, when it is in the aver of the reshus, it's keilu munach al reshus, so you never have a problem of dalad al dalad, because it's always nechshav keilu it's munach al gabi karka horishus, which is always dalad al dalad. That is one way to learn pshat in the Gemara. Shitas ha-taisvis is, we'll see taisvis later, that the gather of klute kemishahun chadomi means that it is nechshav keilu it's munach ba'avir. So if it's munach ba'avir, so the problem is, but there's missing a mokim dalit. So we see that Rabbi Kiva holds, we do not need a mokim dalit. So that is, that was Rabbi's teretz, that our mission is going according to Rabbi Kiva. And since Rabbi Kiva holds klute kemisha huncha domi, either you always have a mokim dalit, or you never need a mokim dalit. Verabonan sovir lemrin in klute kemisha huncha domi, Ememele, that's why Ezek Meshus Hayochid, Leshus Hayochid, Leshus Haram Bemtza, you are Potter. Lememre de Pshita Leila Rabbe, de Beklute Kemisha Huncha Damye. So the Gemara says that it seems if Rabbe is that saying I'm the Mishnah according to Rabbi Kiva, de Pshita Leila Rabbe, de Beklute Kemisha Huncha Damye, ubesoich asora pligi. That Rabbe learned that the Machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim is b'soich hasara, and the Machlokes is, do we say klute k'mishuncha? Don't we say klute k'mishuncha? For mi boi boi lo rabbe, rabbe cloud it for a shayla. The boi rabbe lamato mi yud pligi, rabbe cloud is the whole Machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim lamato mi yud, ubaha pligi and the Machlokes is as follows. The Rabbi Kiva sova klute kemisha huncha damye. Rabbi Kiva holds klute kemisha huncha verabonon sovri loyem rinin klute kemisha huncha damye. And that is what we just said before. That was one mahalach in Rabbi. Aval lemailo miyud divrei hakel potter. But lemailo miyud, everyone will hold that is this potter. Because there, you can't say klute kemisha hunchadami. Why can't you say, according to Rashi, since it is not in the avir of the Rishus HaRabim, you cannot say it's kilu munach b'shus HaRabim. And according to Taisvis, if it's lamayla miyut, so it's munach b'mokim p'tur. So this also, so he was zayrik m'shus HaYochid l'mokim p'tur. It's also nochi. Udekuli almeh lo yafinen zayrik m'moshit. And everyone holds, we do not learn out zayrik from Moshit. That means, chashafilu in the Mishkan, there was a malacha of Moshit. There were Moshit, the Krashim, from one Agola to the second Agola, over the Rishus HaRabim. So everyone holds, there was also Lamayla Meyud, and Kula Alme lo yafin and Zayrik mi Moshit, but everyone holds, Lamayla Meyud, you do not learn out Zayrik mi Moshit, and the whole Machlokes is only Lamata Meyud, if you say Kluta Kemishun. That was one Tzad in Rabbi. Aydilme Lamayla Meyud Pligi. Maybe the machloikis is lamayla miyut ubahapligi. The Rabbi Kiva sava yafin and zayrik mi moishit. Rabbi Kiva holds we learn out zayrik mi moishit. The rabbon and savri le yafin and zayrik mi moishit. You don't learn out zayrik mi moishit. Avulamata miyut divrei hakol chayit. My time amrin includes a kemisha hun chadami. So Rabbi Erasovic, maybe everyone holds Kluta Kemisha Huncha. And Lamata Meyud, according to everyone, you'll be Mechuyiv. And the whole Machlokes is only Lamayla Meyud. So what is, so the Gemara is asking Akasha and Rabbi. The Gemara is asking Akasha and Rabbi, why did Rabbi say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva? Because Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kemisha Huncha Damye. Could be it's going according to everyone. Could be the Chachamim also hold Kluta Kemishun Chadamye. And the whole Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, the Chachamim is Lamayla Meyud. That is the Gemara's Kasha now on Rabbi. So the Gemara answers, Ho loy Kasha, Bosa di boy, Ho der Ifshit iloy. He cleared it for a Shaila, but later he came to the conclusion, the Sova Rabbi Kiva Kluta Kemishun Chadami. That is the Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta, the Chachamim don't hold Kluta. Therefore, Rabbi said that our mission is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Now let us see Taisvis and Omid Aleph. The bottom Taisvis. Domrinon Kluta Kemishun Chadami. Vikosha Lari. The Mai Porech Lameimre de Pshita Leila Rabbi. What did Rabbi say? Rabbi said, our mission is going according to Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kemishuncha. So the Gemara jumped down Rabbi's neck. Rabbi, you're poshut that only Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kemishuncha. You want to assume that maybe the Chachamim also holds Kluta Kemishuncha. So Taisvis asks, the Mai Porech Lameimah de Pshita Leila Rabbi, who says Rabbi was poshut that the Chachamim holds Kluta lav kemishuncha. Menolei de pshita leila rabbi. Im shum de koma homoni rabbi kivi. If because rabbi said our mission is going according to rabbi kivi. Hainu mishum de le rabbi kivi islai memonim shich kluta kemishuncha dami. He says rabbi wanted to be on the safe side. What a chachamim hold, he doesn't know. Maybe they also hold kluta kemishuncha. Maybe they don't hold kluta kemishuncha. Aber benkach u benkach. Rabbi Kiva zicha holds Kluta Kemisha Huncha. So Bameli said, our Mishnah al Kaponim is zicha going according to Rabbi Kiva. Aval alibe de Rabbonon. He couldn't say that the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon because Misavkele, he's Misubik what the Rabbonon hold. Maybe they don't hold Kluta Kemisha Huncha. Ulahochi, therefore, lehave motzi lemeima homoni Rabbononi. So therefore, it was impossible for Rabbi to say that our Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon, since he was Mesupik if the Rabbonon hold the halacha of Kluta Kemishun. Ve'im hayinu oimrim. So Taisus wants to fa'emfer, ha dekoma le'el. Let us again look in the Lashon HaGemara, that Omar Rabba Amoni Rabbi Kiva, Doma le'be'inam okim abo abo, and the whole Lashon of the Rabbi Kiva, Mechai v'chom in Poitrim, Rabbi Kiva sova omrin in klute kemisha hunchadami, ve rabbonin sovri lemrin in klute kemisha hunchadami. So this whole sentence, Rabbi Kiva Sovar, Verabonon Sovri, Ve'im Hayinu Aimrim, so Taisva says, if we will assume, Hodikom Ala'el, Rabbi Kiva Sovar Kluta Kemishun Chodomi, Verabonon Sovri Loyim Rinin Kluta Kemishun Chodomi, Hakel Midivrei Rabbi, that everything, this is all what Rabbi had said. Rabbi had said, our mission is going according to Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kemishuncha, and the Chachamim don't hold Kluta Kemishuncha. So, Memeila, Vyosi Shabbos. So then the Gemara would have a kasha. Here, Rabbi said, with a behirus, with a klolkite, that the Chachamim do not hold Kluta Kemishuncha. And later we find Rabbi was Mesupik. Ach ein nire shiyei mit divrei Rabbi. But Taisa says that's really not poshim shat in the Gemara. Rabbi only said one word. It goes according to Rabbi Kiva, and then the Gemara brought down the Mishnah, and the Gemara said pshat in the machloikis. But Rabbi never committed himself to say that the Rabbonim don't hold kluta kemishuncha. So therefore we're back to the kashe. What is the Gemara's kashe? Rabbi was mesupik what the Rabbonim hold. So therefore, Rabbi said, al kaponim, the Mishnah can zicher go according to Rabbi Kiva. Va'oimari, so the Ri said as follows, the hochi perusha, bo mi boi, boi le Rabbi. Rabbi did not know what pshat in the machloikis is. Is the machloikis include the kemisha huncha? Or is the machloikis in yalfinan zayrik mi moishit? Given the ikal is fuki bibluktayu. So since one can have a suffix, what the machlokes is, ikenami lisfuki, there's a third way to clear the suffix. Dilme likuli alme loyamrin include kemishuncha. He says, if Rabbi was not sure what the machlokes of Rabbi Kivin the Chachamim is it a machlokes include kemishuncha? Or is it a machloikis in Yalfin and Zayrik Mimoishe? So then it could very well be that everyone holds Loi Amrinin Kluta Kemishuncha. Ubezu Kenegidzu, and if you'll have two Rishus Hayochids, one opposite the other, where there's no halacha of Moishe, so there won't be a halacha of Yalfin and Zayrik Mimoishe. Ubezu kinegidzu, so then it could be lekula alma potter, siloit Rabbi Kiva, and siloit chachamim be potter, because just like there's no chiyuv of moishit, zu kinegidzu, there's no chiyuv of zayrik. Ki pligi, could be the whole machlokes is bidyuta achas, when it's on the same side of the rishus harabim. The Rabbi Kiva sova yafin in zayrik mi moishit, Rabbi Kiva holds, we learn out zayrik mi moishit, Verabonen savri lo yafine. Elo derabe loichosh lefarish kolay bois. Rabbi just said he had a suffix, is the machloikis in yafine and zayrik mi moishit, is the machloikis include the kemishahuncha. Now, as long as Rabbi had such a suffix, so we have a tzat, could be Rabbi Kiva also does not hold of the loch of kluta kemishahuncha. This is a tzat, maybe everyone knows kluta kemishahuncha. But we have here such a tzat also. So that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's kasha is Rabbi Lishitoscha. Could be we don't even have a Rabbi Kiva. Could be everyone holds Kluto Lav Kemisha Hun Chodom. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. One teretz. Vo'oid oimari. Now the Ri comes and says another teretz. V'hod dekoma hashas. Avo lemato miyasore divrei hakol chayit. That's what the Shah says. The tzad argument is a tzad, could be everyone holds kluta kemishuncha, lamata miyud, and the machloikis is, lamayla miyud iyalfin in zayrik mi moishit. So the Ri says, the hod de koma hashas, avo lamata miyasora divrei hakel chayiv, di omrinon kluta kemishuncha, hainu lerabona. That what the Gemara says, Lekuli al mechayiv, because of Kluta Kemishuncha, that the Kula al me is chayiv, that's true. But the because of Kluta Kemishuncha is only according to the Rabbonim. Hainu le Rabbonim. Avo le Rabbi Kiva, If Rabbi Kiva holds Yalfinon Zoyrek Mimoyshit, so according to Rabbi Kiva, Kluta Lav Kemishahun Chodomi. If Rabbi Kiva holds Yalfinon Zoyrek Mimoyshit, so Rabbi Kiva has to hold Kluta Lav Kemishahun Chodomi. Umechayev, in Lamata Meyud Yubuchayev, Mishum di Yalfinon Zoyrek Mimoyshit. According to Rabbi Kiva, Yechayev Lamata Meyud, because Yalfinon Zoyrek Mimoyshit. According to the Chachomim, Yechayev Lamata Meyud, because Kluta Kemisha Uncha. According to Rabbi Kiva, Yechayev Lamayla Meyud also, because Yalfinon Zoyrek Mimoyshit. But if Rabbi Kiva holds Yalfinon Zoyrek Mimoyshit, he has to hold, he cannot hold the din of Kluta Kemisha Uncha. Why? What does one have a shaykhis with the other? So here Taisa says, Amayra de Kevod. The Isa Val Kemisha Uncha Dami. If Rabbi Kiva could hold Kluta Kemisha Hun Chodami, and Tais Veshita is, and here we'll see that this is Tais Veshita. Kluta Kemisha Hun Chodami means that if it's Niklat in the Avir, it's Kiilu Noch Ba'avir, is like having Motzi Lameilev Zeirik Mimoyshit. How could he learn out Zeirik Mimoyshit? The Holoi Dam Yeklal, there's no similarity of Zeirik to Moyshit. Why? The kiv and the kemisha hun chadami, when he throws from one rishus hayachid to another rishus hayachid, and Rabbi Kiva holds kluta kemisha hun chah, have a zayrik lamayla meyasara, when he's throwing lamayla meyasara. So what is he doing? Ke zayrik mirishus hayachid lamokim ptur. Lamayla meyasara, nirishus harabim is lamokim ptur. So he's throwing from a Rishus HaYochid to a Mokim Ptur. Or me Mokim Ptur, Rishus HaYochid. That is not Moishit. Moishit is, since he's holding the Kroshim, so when he's handing it over, so the Melechus Moishit is, Mirshus HaYochid, Lirshus HaYochid. Derech Rishus HaRabim. That is Moishit. Zoyreg, so if you don't hold Kluta Kemisha Hunchos, that's also the same thing. Mirshus Hayochid, Lirshus Hayochid, Del Rishus Harab. But if Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kemisha Hun Chodomi, so it's a different procedure is happening over here. He's Zoyrik Mirshus Hayochid, Lemokim Ptu, it's Noch Bemokim Ptu. Then it's going from a Mokim Ptu to Rishus Hayochid, so there's no similarity at all to, Moishit. Voloidami klala moishit, shahu mirshus hayochid, lirshus hayochid, urshus harabim beemtza. Alma, al kocha, kiven de sovar yalfinen zoyrik mi moishit. If Rabbi Kiva holds yalfinen zoyrik mi moishit, sovar kluto, lav kemishahun chodomi. Then Rabbi Kiva does not hold Kluta Kemisha Hun Chodomi. Is Memeile. So Taisvus is saying, Amoyre de Kecheshbe. That the Tuts Dodim of Rabbi, if the Machloikis is in Kluta Kemisha Hun Chodomi, or the Machloikis is Yafin and Zayrik Mimoyshit. So if Yafin and Zayrik Mimoyshit, Al Kochach Rabbi Kiva does not hold Kluta Kemisha Hun Chodomi. So the Gemara is pinpointing Rabbi. How did you know to say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva, not going according to the Chachom and Fakert? You have two tzadim. Maybe Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kemisha Huncha, or maybe the Chachomim holds Kluta Kemisha Huncha. Rabbi Kiva does not hold Kluta Kemisha Huncha. So Memela, that was the Kashan Rabbi. Why did you say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva? You yourself don't know if Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kemisha Huncha. So now the Gemara is very good. How could Rabbi say that Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kemisha Huncha? It matters. If Rabbi Kiva holds Yafin and Zoyrik Mi Moishit, he does not hold Kluta Kemisha Huncha. According to this Mahalach in Tosfos, that Rabbi Kiva holds Yafinen Zeirik Mimoishit, that the way Taisvis is saying Pshat in the Bereis, in the Mishnah, the Machlaikas in the Mishnah, so Taisvis is saying, Rabbi Kiva holds Yafinen Zeirik Mimoishit. Umishim Hochi, Bein Lamaila Miyud, Bein Lamata Miyud, Yechayev, because Yafinen Zeirik Mimoishit. And the Chachamim hold Lo Yafinen Zeirik Mimoishit, but they hold Kluta Kemisha Huncha. So it comes out, Lamata Miyud, Yechayev, Alts Kluta Kemisha Huncha. Lamaila Miyud, Yepota, because the Patent Kluta Kemisha Huncha. The way Taisvis is saying now, Pshat, there's a Gevaldike Ha'ore. I think Rabbi Kivege is Ma'ira this Ha'ore. What will be from one side of the Rishus HaRabim to the other side of the Rishus HaRabim? Taisus mentioned it before, where there's no Din Moishit. The whole Din of Moishit is only on the same side of the Rishus HaRabim. If from one side of the Rishus HaRabim to another side of the Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, so then the Loch is as follows. If Yalfinen Zayrik Mi Moishit, so there's no Chiyav Moishit, so there's no Chiyav Zayrik. If you're Kluta Kemisha Huncha, then you'll be Chayiv. So will it come, the way Taisvis is saying now, Shat and the Gemara, it's, the Gemara is very modern. The Gemara says, Lamata Miyud, Kulal Mechayiv, Lamayla Miyud is a Machloikis. It would seem that Rabbi Kiva is more Machma than the Chachamim. Because Lamata Miyud, according to everyone, you're Chayiv. Lamayla Miyud is a Machloikis. It's not true, Lamata Miyud is also a Machloikis. If he'll throw from one side of the Rishus HaRabim to the other side of the Rishus HaRabim. There's no din of Moishit, so there's no din of Zayri. According to the Chachomim, you'll be Chayiv. According to Rabbi Kiva, you'll be Potter. This Ha'ore, I think Rabbi Kivege is Ma'ir around Taisvis. About Kaponim, Taisvis makes this Cheshbit. So Taisvis says, so according to what I'm saying now, the Leimotzi, Lemeima, Le'el, so the Gemara could not have said before, Aval amayla miyud divrei hakel chayev, tiyafinin zayrik mi moishit. When the Gemara said, Taisus had asked the kasha, Taisus said the machlokes is, lamata miyud, if kluta kemishuncha. The Gemara says, lamayla miyud divrei hakel potter. So Taisus had asked before, why didn't the Gemara say, lamayla miyud divrei hakel chayev? So Taisa says, now it's very good. You can't say such a thing. According to Rabbi Kiva, you cannot learn out Zayrik mi Moishit, given the Sova, Kemishahun Chadomi. Period. So these are the two Mahalchem that Taisa answered the Kasha. The first mahalach was that there could be everyone does, according to the second side of Rabbe, no one holds Kluta Kemisha Huncha. That was one mahalach in Taisvis. And the second mahalach is, according to the second side of Rabbe, Rabbi Kiva does not hold Kluta Kemisha Huncha. Chay mash mektas, toho Rav Chizde boi nami bahazoyrik, kmoi Rabbe dohoche. Rav Chizde had the same shaila. What's the machloikis Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham? V'iho dekomisai. And if we will say that lamata miyud l'kulal mechayiv al tzkluta kemishuhun chadomi is going according to Rabbi Kiva oichet, kemayishun chadomi koi nami ad Rabbi Kiva, heichi motz l'meim ala Rav Chizda l'kulal minami kemishuhun chadomi. Taisus is proving it, this Yesod, from Utacheshbet. Rav Chizde said the same Loshon of Rabbi. Rav Chizde said that could be Lamata Miyud, everyone holds Kluta Kemisha Huncha. So now, if Lamata Miyud, everyone holds Kluta Kemisha Huncha, so it comes out, that everyone holds you do not need Hanoch al Gabi Dalit, because everyone holds Kluta Kemisha Huncha. And later the Gemara says that Rav Chizda holds Birshus HaYochid, you don't need Hanoch al Gabi Dalit, but by Yeshus HaRabim, you do need Hanoch al Gabi Dalit. So Rav Chizda Zichsaisa Minei Yubei, is Al Kolchach HaRaya, that what the Gemara says, Lamatim Yudl Kula Almo Chayiv, Mishim Kluta Kemisha Huncha, means as follows.
למעט מיד לכל העם החייב. הקורין תראה בקיבה, מישהו מיופין הזה, כמו מוישה. הקורין תראה חומם, אז קלוטה כמישהו. מי הורש בפרש בסומך, אף בשוס הרבם, לבוי רב חיסד המוקים דלת, סומם מילה, this ראיה is not such a strong ראיה. Now, before we go further, there's one, Taisus brought a meiridike ha'ora over here. Taisus made a mapeche. That if Rabbi Kiva holds yalfin and zeirik mi moishit, he cannot hold kluta kemisha undcha. So there's a Taisus Yishonim on the right side. The Taisus Yishonim dinkt sich with this whole lumbus. Ve'eino hechoche. The loy oma kluta kemisha undcha domyi elo lahachme. Klute kemisha huncha dami is a halacha. Klute kemisha, it's keilu, it is noch. It only has a teiras noch. This is a halacha. Mustam, it's halacha l'maisha misinai. So it only has a teiras noch lahachmer. L'chumetz keilu, zog meshus ha-yochid, l'shus ha-yochid, derch, l'shus ha-rabn. It's keilu noch v'shus ha-rabn. Lahachmer, it is chayev, al tzaytso. But Lahokil Taisus asked Akasha, how could you learn how Zayrik me Moishit? So it comes that he was Zog Mishus Ayochid Vinoch Bimokim Ptu. No, Lahokil, we don't say Pluta Kemish Uncho. It's Keilu Noch. This halacha was only said Lahachman, not Lahokil. And Taisus proves it. Dei Lahokil Nami Omru, and Kein Zayrik Tal Damas Bishus Arabim Hechem Ashkachas Loh. Zeirik b'dad al-damas b'shus ha-rabim, if you hold kluta k'misha huncha, so it never went al-damas. There was k'seida hanoches. It was an akirin and anoche, an akirin and anoche. It never went al-damas without anoche. So if you hold kluta k'misha huncha, so we pass the haloche of zeirik al-damas b'shus ha-rabim. So kocher, you have to say that the haloche of kluta k'misha huncha was only nema le-hachmer, not le-hoke. So my mail, the whole ray of Taisvis falls off. Let us go to the Gemara further. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kemisha Hunchadami. And if you hold Kluta Kemisha Huncha, So we said according to Taisves, you do not need Dalit. It's called Noch Ba'aver. So you do not need, so we see you do not need Hanocha and Mokim Dalit. There's no Mokim Dalit. And according to Rashi, Klute Kemishahun Chadami means it's Kilu Noch Al Ha'oret. So you always have your Dalit. So about Kaponim, our Mishneh that doesn't bother with the problem of Hanocha Mokim Daud is going according to Rabbi Kiva, either because you don't need a Mokim Daud or you always have a Mokim Daud out the loch of Kluta Kemishon. Frag the Gemara weiter. V'dilme Hanocha hu deloi boy. So the Gemara says, Afilu, you say our mission is going according to Rabbi Kiva, that still won't help the situation. Afilu Rabbi Kiva v'dilma hanocha hu deloi boy. Rabbi Kiva holds you do not need a mokim dalid legabe hanocha. Ha akira boy. But an akira could be you do need mi mokim dalid. Now let us see Rashi and Taisvis. So Rashi says as follows. V'dilma hanocha hu deloi boy. So Rashi wants to say that the Lashon of Vidulma is Lavdak. Rashi is going to prove it. Not the Gemara is probing. Maybe he holds Hanocha, you don't need an Akira, you do need. Rashi is going to say, the Gemara is going to prove it. Vidulma Hanocha de Loiboy, midiktoni Rabbi Kiva Mechayev. Rabbi Kiva Zorak Mirshus HaYochid, Lashus HaYochid, Del Cheshus HaRabim. So it says Rabbi Kiva Mechayev. It doesn't say Mechayev Shtayim. He's chayiv two chatois. It says Rabbi Kiva mechayiv is mechayiv one chatos. Avol akira boy mi al gabi mokim dalit. He does need an akira mi al mokim dalit. Why? Midalek toni Rabbi Kiva mechayiv shtayim achas mishum haitzov achas mishum hachnosa. If, according to the lomdis, that klute kemisha huncha domi. So when a person threw from a reshus ayochid into the reshus arab, we became noch in the reshus arab. So it's chayav al tzaitzo. It's going further. Now it's going from the reshus arab to the reshus ayochid. So he's making a hachnos, he's making now hachnose. So why doesn't it say chayiv shtayim? Midalektoni Rabbi Kiva Machayiv Shtayim Achas Mishum Aitzova Achas Mishum Achnose. So we see Rabbi Kiva holds one needs an Akira from a Mokim Dalit. Hanoche is Maspik Afilu without a Mokim Dalit. But an Akira you need from a Mokim Dalit. That's what we see from Rabbi Kiva. Yeah. That is the Gemara's Kashe. So the Na'am Mishnah says you don't need an Akira also from a Mokim Dalet. It says he took from the hand of the Baal HaBos Yischai. Don't he took from the hand of the Baal HaBos Yischai? So you see you don't need even an Akira from Mokim Dalet. So Kochach, Rabbi Kiva is not a Trufer. Rabbi Kiva won't help the situation. By the last year we spoke out a Meir Dike Kashe from the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer asks, according to Rashi, that Rashi holds the halacha of klute kemisha huncha domi means that it's ke'ilu munach ba'oretz. So if it's ke'ilu munach ba'oretz, so memela, how could you differentiate between akira and anoche? If it's munach ba'oretz and it's called you have your hanocha al gabi mokim dalet, so who are then you have your Akira also? How could you say, Hanochu deloy boy Akira boy? You have your Dalet. If you have your Dalet, you have it for the Akira also. That Kashe Avnei Nezer asks. The stipler wants to say two terutzim. The Bar will just say one teretz, till we'll see Taisvish. That even though the lundis of that what you need a hanoche and a mokim dalet, you need an akira from a mokim dalet. So the lundis is, if it is an a mokim less than dalet, it's called a hanoche aroi. That means if you're putting something on a very small mokim, it won't remain there. It might fall off. It's not called a hanoche kavua. It's called a hanoche aroi. And the Gemara held that the Hanoche have to make a kvuadike Hanoche, have to make an akire from a kvuadike moke. That was the Gemara's kasha. What did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered, we found Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds klute kemisha huncha domi. Now, klute kemisha huncha domi is in lomdis, it's called munach boret. That's the lumdis. That means even though it's flying and it's moving and it's not resting on any mokim whatsoever, that's in metzias. But in lumdis it's called kimunach al gabayot. It's fine. Kimunach al gabayot. So the Gemara is asking as follows. The Gemara is asking could be a lumdisha hanoche only helps legabi the chiyav hanoche. That means legabi akire. However we'll learn pshat in the Gemara. For example, the Rashba says, well, before we see Taisus, the Rashba says, the Iker Melocha is the Akira. The Hanocha is only the Gemar. So therefore, one does not need a Hanocha Chashuva as one needs an Akira Chashuva. I mean, the Gemara says that Akira is more humble than Hanocha. So the stipler says, so the Gemara's kash is as follows. Take Rabbi Kiva holds lomdis. Kluto kemisha hunchadomi. That if it's in the Ave, it's ke'ilu, it's on the Yoret. That's lomdis. But it's not more than lomdis. So he says, so that's on the Gemara's kash. So it could be legabi hilches hanoche, which hanoche is not so homo. So memela al lomdisha hanoche al gabi yoret is also sufficient. Obligabi hilches akira could be there you need, you have to be oikirit from a hanocha cheshuve. And that what it's in lomdis ke'ilu noch, that is not called hanocha cheshuve, legabi dechiyev of akira. That's how the stipler wants to answer the Arnineses Kashi. Now let us see Taisus. V'dilma hanochahu deloi boi, ho akire boi. Let us see Taisus. Perish Rashi, the dayik, the Gemara is medayik, midoloi mechayiv beis. Achas mishum haitzo, va'achas mishum achnos. Why did Rabbi Kiva, said Rabbi Kiva mechayiv, Rabbi Kiva should have said a bigger chiddush. Rabbi Kiva mechayiv shtayim. By stois is only a chiyuv on haitzo and not on achnos because akire, you don't say klutik mishuncha. Or doesn't help klutik mishuncha. Because Dilma hodaloi mechayiv beis. Taisa says, yeah, that's true. I'll accept your deek. Dilma hodaloi mechayiv beis. Mishundaloi mechayiv atildo bemokim ov. That there's a machlokes tanoim. If a person does, the halach is as follows. If a person does two melochais behelem echot, that means as follows. He forgot that it's Shabbos. He went and he wrote to Oisius and he cooked a hard-boiled. So Memele, so he was a Kaisiv and a Mavashel. So later he found out that it's Shabbos, so he'll bring two Chatois. Because he was over two Melochis, so Memele we learn out that each Meloche is Mechayiv, a new Kol M'chatos. Even though in Yisoid it's one Shgoge, he forgot it's Shabbos, but we learn out that in each melacha there's a chiluk chatois. Now there's a machloikes tanoim. What if a person did a ov v'tildo didei behelem echad? That means he forgot that it's Shabbos. And let us say he made hoitzo v'hachnosa. So now there's a machloikes tanoim. Other tanoim hold, since a ov v'tildo didei in yisoid is a tild is also me'ein oise melacha. So it's cool that he did one melacha bishkoge. For example, let us explain it a little better. What is the din if a person forgot that it's Shabbos? And he made one haitzah. He took out, he wants to take out five chafetzim from his house to the Rishus Haram. He takes out one chafetz. Then he takes out another chafetz. He takes out all five chafetzim, and then someone tells him, Rabbi Yid, it's Shabbos. He says, oy vey, I didn't know it's Shabbos. So how many chatois does he bring? He brings one chatos. Because he was over on haitzah b'Shabbos. He did one aveira, even though he did it five times. But by doing the same aveira five times, he brings what? He brings one chatos. Because that was one shkoge. You only bring five chatois if he did five separate melochet. Then you bring five chatois. Haitzah, and bishul, and kaisev, then he'll bring five chatois. So now, there's one tana that holds that if a person does a ov v'tildo didei, that is equivalent keilu, he made two haitzahs. Two haitzahs, you bring one chatos. So haitzah v'hachnosa, you'll also bring one chatos. You don't bring two chatos. So Taisvis asked, what is the Gemara proving from Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva said, Hazoirik meshus ha-yochid l'shus ha-yochid derech l'shus ha-rabim. Yechayiv one chatos. So the Gemara says, see, Rabbi Kiva holds that Afka Hanochi doesn't need al-mokim dalit, but Akira needs al-mokim dalit. That's how Rashi said pshat in the Gemara. Frektach Taisus, why should you say that? Could be the svar of Rabbi Kiva is, Rabbi Kiva holds, the loy mechayiv, atel de b'mokim ot. That is Taisus kashi. Dil mahod loy mechayiv beis, mishim loy mechayiv atel de b'mokim ot. So on this kashe, Rabbi Kivegel wants to answer a pasha to Teretz. If that would be true, that the whole reason Yochayev Achas is because the loy mechayev atil de bemokim of, so
then there is a hechetimtze that one could be over the same avera twice in one shkoga. For example, he ate two zeisim of chalev, and he should bring on these two zeisim two korbanos. How is this possible? As follows. He ate one zayis and then the other zayis.
then later he found out that the first Zayas he ate was Chalev. And he brings a Kolban on that. Later he finds out that the second Zayas he ate was Chalev, and he brings a Kolban on that. So even though it was two Achilles in one Shkoge, he brings two Kabonis. The same thing can apply by he made Haitzoh v'hachnosa and Noidaloi, that Haitzoh is Osar on Shabbos, then Noidaloi, that Hachnosa is Osar on Shabbos, he can then bring two Kabonis.
And again, so Memele, then he could be Mechuyiv to Chatois. So why didn't Rabbi Kiva say this halacha? Why didn't Rabbi Kiva say Chayiv Shtayim? You have a problem, you're not Mechayiv Atilda B'mokimov? No, so, it'll be in a case where there was a Yediyah Ben Tayim. Why didn't Rabbi Kiva tell us this Chiddush that you don't need an Akire, you don't need a Hanoch al Gabi Dalet? Rabbi Kiva, this would be a Gewaldike Chiddush. In this Heiche Timse that it could be shown.
B'noida v'choza v'noida.
So since Rabbi Kiva did not say Chayiv Shtayim, so we see Rabbi Kiva holds it like he never chayiv shtayim. That is pshat and Rashi. Males for emfer tois was kashe. But oid, the besomach koma Rabbi Yehuda, mechayiv ho ye Rabbi Beis. Av agav diktoni ho som Rabbi mechayiv. Ho chinam il Rabbi Kiva minolo. Tois brings a raya that Rabbi also said a loshen mechayiv. And there the Gemara says he means mechayiv shtayim. So Minoland Le Mechayiv Shtayim. The Nira Leforish, the Porich, the Gemara's Kasha is not Mikoyach Hechech. The Gemara's Kasha is Beloshin with the Marvels of Dingin. The Porich Ho Akira Boy. The Gemara means to say like this, that the whole Mikoyach of Haitzah the Alfinam in Mishka. We learn that Haitzah from the Mishkan. What was the story in the Mishkan? Shahoyu Neutlin Mitevoson Shahoyu Behen Arba Al Arba V'noisnim Liyad Oisei Hamalochem. That was the case in the Mishkan. The Tzir of Haitzah was they took out of their Tevis and they gave it Liyad Oisei Hamalochem. So the case in the Mishkan, the Itzah of the Mishkan was, there was an Akira from Amokim Dalet, and there was a Hanocha Shelei Al-Mokim Dalet. They gave it to the Eisei Amalochim. So that is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara is asking, since from the Mishkan alone, we could differentiate between Hanocha and Akira, because in the Mishkan Gufe, the Hanocha was Shelei Al-Mokim Dalet. And the Kira was from Mokim Dalas. So Meir the Gemara is asking, where do you see from Rabbi Kiva Nitazoi? Could be Rabbi Kiva holds that Anoche, Loi Boy, you don't need Anoche on Mokim Dalas. That's what Yechayv Al Tzaitzo. But could be he holds, you do need an Akira. Because in the Mishke Gufa, the Akira was me Mokim Dalas. One Mahalach in the Gemara's Kasha. Olefi, Mashe, Pirashti, Lael. The Darshin and Mal Yetze Ish Mim Koimoi. Taisus had said before on Omed Aleph that one of the Mekoires you need an Akira from Amokim Dalit because Al Yetze Ish Mim Koimoi means that one should not take out the Chayfetz from its Mokim and the Mim Koimoi is going on the Chayfetz that don't take out the chayfetz from its mokim. So it seems the chayfetz is lying on a mokim. And the pasuk says, don't take out the chayfetz from its mokim. So memeila is the gemara frektach hamayra de kekasha. So that's when we have a pasuk. That you need an akira from a mokim. The ain mokim pochas mi dalad al dalad. That's lechayra the mekoyer that you need an akira from a mokim dalad. So till now we were under the impression that some of you need Hanocha also on a Mokim Dalet. You proved to me there's a Yid Rabbi Kiva that holds you don't need a Hanocha on Mokim Dalet. Fine. According to Rabbi Kiva, you don't need a Hanocha on a Mokim Dalet. But Al Koponim, where do you see from Rabbi Kiva? You don't need an Akira from a Mokim Dalet. That is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. So Memela, this is a Kasha on Rabbi. Ella, let us go to the Gemara further. Ella Omar Rav Yosef. So now we have a problem. We have a Mishnah that says you do not need an Akira and Anocha and Amokim Dalit. And the Shaila is, who holds like this? Who's the Tan? Ella Omar Rav Yosef Homoni Rebihi. The Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. Rebbe, we see that Rebbe holds you do not need. We'll see a Hanocha and Mokim Dalit. We'll see so. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Rebbe. Which Rebbe are you speaking about?" Ilay Maho Rebbe, the Sanya. We learned in a Baraisa Zorak v'Noch Al Gabi Ziz Kol Shehu. The Baraisa says if a person, let us say the way Rashi learned Shad, that a person threw something in the Rishus Arabim. And the Havamina, the Gemara learned that a ziz means something that's sticking out of a wall. A ziz kolshu is sticking out of a wall, and someone threw it was zayrik tal ames b'shus arabim v'noch al gabi ziz kolshu, and it fell on the ziz that is sticking out of the reshus arabim. Rabbi is mechayev. Altsmavit, the Chachomim Poitrim, and the Chachomim Patan. So we see there was no Anochan Dalit, it was Al Gabi Ziz Kolshu, and Rabbi Mechai the Chachomim Poitrim. So Memela we see that Rabbi holds you do not need a Hanoche Al Gabi Mokim Dalit. Let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Zogt Rashi, Zorak Mirshus Arabim, Mitchilas Dalet L'Sarabim, Mitchilas Dalet L'Soiv Dalet, V'Noch Al Gabi Ziz, Mikol Eit Ayotzi Min HaKoysel Kori Ziz, anything that, something that's sticking out of a Koysel is called a Ziz, Rabbi Mechayev, Alme the loyboy hanocha al mokim dalit. So we see that Rabbi holds you do not need a hanocha al mokim dalit. Let us see Tosfos. Ella Omar Rav Yosef koshel the Rashba. We see the Rashba asks moira dike kasha. We see in our Gemara we have a problem. The Mishnah holds one does not need dalit al dalit. So first, Rabbi came to tell us a teretz, it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. Then Rabbi Yosef came to tell us a teretz, it's going according to Rabbi. So the Rashba, the Kashe, of all people, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef should never have had a problem to understand our Mishnah. That is the Rashba's Kashe. Kosher le Rashba. Matz Richen, Rabbi ve Rabbi Yosef, lahamid ha-Mishnah ketanoi. Of all people, they shouldn't have had any problems with our Mishnah. Why? V'hosvira lohu b'perik beiz da'erevin, perik basra da'erevin, d'marshavtoi mashvilei moke. The marshove gives it achshivis of a moke, even though there's no moke. Now what is the case? The kama hosam Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said as follows, Hishtin v'rok chayiv chatos. Two cases. Either a person was mashtin, or he spit out v'rok. It's chayiv chatos. Uporir. So the Gemara asks Akashe, v'be'inen mokin dalet v'leke. So the Gemara asks, we need an akire from a mokim dalit. In these two cases, it was not nekar from a mokim dalit. So why is he chayev? Umishani. The Gemara answers, even though in these two cases, there's no mokim dalit. Marshavtoi mashvilei mokim. So Rashi says in Erevin, Marshavtoi shehu tzorich lekach, if there's a necessity to make this akire, we have to understand the lomdus of the Gemara, but if there's a necessity that the Akira should be on such an oifen, this is called an Akira Cheshuve, and even though there's no Dalit, you also chayiv. The Eloi Tein Mahochi in the Gemara and Erevin proves it. Ho da Omar Rabbe Zorak Befi Kelev Oy Befi Kivshon Chayiv. Rabbi said a similar halach. If a person threw, let's say, a kika, the pi chelev, he threw it into the mouth of the chelev. Oy, the pi kivshan. Or he had an eighth, he wanted to burn the eighth, and he threw it, the pi kivshan. Chai. So he's chai. So there we also have the same problem. There the problem is in the hanoche. The pi chelev is not valid, the pi kivshan is not valid. So what is the teret? But since he wants that the kika should go into the mouth of the kelet, or the etzim should go into the kivshon, is this alumnus of machshavtei mashvilei mokim. He's machshiv the hanoche. He wants it bedavke to be there, so that makes it for hanoche chshuve, even though it doesn't have the shiurim of hanoche. So memele, so what's the problem over here? Here we have an oni and a balabos. He wanted to put the balabos put it into the hand of the oni, or the oni put it into the hand of the balabos. Whatever the case is, he wanted it to be there. So there's a new lumdis of machshavte mashvilei mokim. So of all people, Rabbi Rav Yosef should never have had a problem. The tiritz Rabbeinu Tam, the hod the oma machshavte mashvilei mokim. This lumdis in Erevin, that is, the Bachshove gives it a chshivis, that heiche de leinichelei beinyan acher. It has to be in this oifen. Ella binyan zeh. There's no other alternative. Kemoi. Mashtin verok. She'ein yoche lahashtin oilorik beinyan acher. V'chein zorak befi kelev. What does that mean? He wants that the kelev should eat the skika, so therefore he's throwing it into the mouth of the kelev. Or this eight should be burnt bekivshon. So memele, if he wants the hanoche davka on this oifin, then there's a lumdus of machshavte mashvilei mokim. V'loy garsinen hosom. By Rabbi, we're not goyres zorak v'noch b'fi kelev. V'noch b'fi kelev would mean v'noch mash v'denka v'nosei lekach. He threw it, and God, it ended up b'fi kelev. Avol hocha, yes, a memele. So it would be goyres noch, so then the teretz of Tosfos is not true, because you see, zorak v'noch b'fi kelev is also called anoche, even though it didn't go. It wasn't negayim that it should be dafke go into the mouth of the kelev. So Tais says, you're not geiris v'noch. Avol hocha, but in our Mishnah is not similar to that Gemara. Eine choyshe shimikabel biyodoy ay bekli acher. When you're giving to the oni, you're taking from the balabos, a brent, if I'm taking from his hand, if I'm taking from a keli. So memele, So Mamela, in our Mishnah, we do not have the lumdis of Machshavtoi Mashvilei Mokim. So that's the teretz. Let us skip Tishtikal weiter, because it's Akasha and Gemara further. We should just chap around the Yesaidis of this Amud. Let us see part of the next thesis. Also, there's only chalokim which are negeyos. Zorak v'noch al gabi ziz kol shuhu Rebbe Mechai. So what did Rabbi Yosef say? Rabbi Yosef said he found a tana that holds you do not need a hanoch al gabi dal, and that's Rebbe. Zorak v'noch al gabi ziz kol shuhu Rebbe Mechai. Vim toima akati tikshaloch. Dilma hanocha hu deloi boi, ho akire boi. So Taisvis asks, we just, Rabbi brought a shtik teire. Rabbi said a shtik teire goes according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara asks, no, Rabbi Kiva, maybe Rabbi Kiva holds only legabi hanocha, you don't need a mokim dalet. Aber legabi akire could be, you do need a mokim dalet. So Rabbi Yosef pops up. No, it goes according to Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef, what is your teretz better than Rabbi? Rabbi also said a very nice teretz. And we just were mefakbik on Rabbi's teretz. We said, Rabbi, could be Rabbi Hanoch and not legabi akire. So what did Rabbi Yosef, how did Rabbi Yosef fa'em for this kasha? He's saying the same, he's making the same blunder that Rabbi said. Agav Ulche, Rabbi Kivege says, that's why Rashi did not want to learn like Taisvus. Rashi said, when the Gemara shlugged up from Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara said, not with that Dilma. Rabbi Kiva, you see, I wouldn't make a chalik between Akira and Anoch. Rabbi Kiva says, Mechayiv achas v'loi shtayim. Rabbi Kiva, you see, wait close such a chalik. Rabbi, you don't see this. Rabbi just said, Rabbi's talking about a case of Anoch. He made Anoch, he's chayiv. Maybe there's a chalik between Akira and Anoch. Mechi teisi. Rashi avoided Tosfos Kashi. Al Kaponim, that's Tosfos Kashi. Now, let us skip a few lines, and we'll see Tosfos. Another Kashi with a Sugya Vayta, V'yesh Loina. This is, in this Tosfos, there are around, we're going in this Tosfos, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines from when this Tosfos starts, in the middle of the Tosfos, V'yesh Loina. Tosfos is going to answer this Kashi. The Sava Rabbi Yosef was a lamb. The Davke Aklute de Rabbi Kive, the Leka Hanoche Klal, Ikele Mifre, Cho Akira Boy. Aval Al Rabbi the Boy Hanoch Al Gabi Ziz Koshu, Hu Adin, the La Akire Sagi Bekol Shu. Now let us, Taisva says, Amayra de Keteres. Taisva says there's a difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi. Rabbi Kiva the holds Kluta Kemisha Huncha. Kluta Kemisha Huncha, according to Taisva, that means there was no Hanoche whatsoever. It's called Munach Bave. It wasn't Munach on anything. So Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kemisha Huncha. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, so Kluta Kemisha Huncha, so it could be, legabi hanoche, you don't need a mokein. Legabi yakire, you do need a mokein. Legabi yakire, you do need a mokein. And Tosfos before explained it beautifully, according to the second teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos said, because the emerson, the pasuk says, al yetze ish mim koimoi, one should not be oikir the chayfetz from its mokein. So the pasuk says that you need a mokim by Akira. We were under the impression who would then by Anoche, you also need a mokim. I see Rabbi Kiva holds, you don't need a mokim by Anoche. Good. So you don't need a mokim by Anoche. But it could be by Akira, you do need a mokim. That was pshat in the Gemara before. But when going according to Rabbi, Rabbi does not say klute kemishon chodomi. Rabbi said, when are you chayev? Noch al gabi ziz kolshu. It rested on a ziz. It's flying through the Rishus Arabim. That's nothing. That's not called anoche. It has to be noch al gabi ziz kolshu. So from Rebbe we see, where did he get this halach of ziz kolshu? You need a ziz kolshu. So, mistomed, you need a ziz kolshu because you need a hanocha an amokim. Or else where did he get it from? Where did he get the din mokim? He got the din mokim from al yetze yishmim kaimai. Now he held not mokim is dalet fochim, mokim is anything. Any place that the chayvetz rests is called a mokim. So memela zok taisvus givaldikot. So taisvus says, that was Rabbi Yosef's cheshbin. If Rabbi Kiva, if Rabbi holds, you need a mokim hanoche. You need a ziz kolshu. So al kolchoch, you need a mokim. No, he holds, mokim is not a big mokim of dalet fochim, al gabet of dalet fochim. Mokim is a kolshu, is also considered a mokim. So if a kolshu is considered a mokim, so why should you differentiate between anoch and akire? Fakel, he also holds you need a mokim. No, his mokim is a kolshu. So my mailers, according to Rebbe, according to Rabbi, there's no chilek between Akira and Hanoche. Zogt Rabbi Kivege, that is only very good if you learn according to this teretz. If you learn to the teretz, Ayetzi Ishvim Koimoi, so Memele you could say he needs a mokim, and Al-Kaponim, this is a shame mokim. But if you learn according to the first teretz, that in the first svar of chilek, that in the Mishkan they took out of a teva that was dalid, and they put into a yad. So what was by the Mishkan? By the Mishkan, Gufet was like that. There was an akira from a mokim dalid, and a noche in a mokim less than dalid. So Memela, and that was Pshat the Gemara's Kasha. So Memela, so then, Taisvis Teres doesn't make sense. So what do you see from Rebbe? Rebbe says, Ahanoche is Anakolshu. But the Mishka also does Anoche Anakolshu. But could be you need Anakire. So Memela, Taisvis is just going to say, let's go a little further in this Taisvis. Miu lahashas besomach leslei svore de Rabbi Yosef. Later the Gemara is going to ask a kasha. Let's not go into the case because we'll see it soon on Daf Hey. Later the Gemara is, we have another Tanna that holds also in Yira Hanocha and Amokim Kolshu. But there the Gemara says, maybe Hanocha loy boy, Akira boy. So there's a machloikis in svore. So Rabbi Kivegi says, what is the machloikis? The machloikis is totally in these two limudim. If the limud is from al yaitse yishmim koimai, so then Rabbi Yosef is gerech. So Rabbi Yosef says that what if we see that Rabbi holds you do need a mokim, and he holds that a culture is also called a mokim, so there's no chilik between Akir and Anoche. That's the Gemara over here. Taisa says later the Gemara in Daf Hey wants to say even though you need a mokim kolshu and Hanoche, you'll need dalit for Akirim. So Rabbi Kivegi says, because the Gemara Daf Hey is going according to the first Lamdus of Taisvis, that by the Mishkan, the Akira was from Amokim Dalid, and the Anocha was on Amokim Koshu. So Mamel the Gemara says, so bizarrely, you see Anocha helps on Amokim Koshu, could be you need an Akira on Amokim Dalid. Al Kolponim, this is the Gemara said that the Tane of our Mishnah is Rebbe, and Rebbe holds Aziz Koshu is sufficient. So the Gemara says, no, you don't have such a Rebbe. Hosam kidaboinon lemeima lekamon kidabaye. In this Rebbe, that Zorak v'noch agabizis koshu, Abaye said a whole different tier. And according to Abaye, you don't have any proof whatsoever what Rebbe holds. The Omar Abaye said, is this koshu is talking about not something that's sticking out of a koisel. It's speaking about a branch that's sticking out of a tree. The Omer Rabbi said as follows. Hocha be'ilon ha'oimed b'rshus ha'yochid. Here we are speaking about, Rebbe is speaking about an ilon that is standing b'rshus ha'yochid. V'noifoi noite l'rshus ha'rabim. And the branch is sticking out to the rshus ha'rabim. V'zorak v'noch anoifai. And a person, let's first say Rashi's pshat. And a person is standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and he threw on the branch. The Rebbe sova omrinin shodi noifai basarikai. Rebbe holds that the noif, the branch, has the chashivis of an ikar. The Rabbonon sovri lo omrinin shodi noifai basarikai. The Rabbanan hold, you don't say Shadi Noifai Basar Ikroi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shadi Noifai Basar Ikroi. So Rashi says, the tree was standing in the Rishus HaYochid. The branch was in the Rishus HaRabim. So Shadi Noifai Basar Ikroi, Vahavi Kemunach Birshus Arabim al Mokim Dalit. The branch that is sticking out into the Rishus Arabim has aloch of a Rishus Arabim. So yes, the kasha, but the branch is a kolshu. It doesn't have, it's not Dalit al Dalit. So Rashi says, Abi Kemunach Birshus Arabim al Mokim Dalit, the Iker Mechashev Leilinoif. That's the Svar of Rebbe. Rebbe says, since the Iker Ha'ilon, the Iker Ilon has Dalet Al Dalet, and the Noif is Mechuba to the Iker Ilon, so even though the Iker Ilon is in the Rishus HaYochid, and the Noif is in the Rishus HaRabim, but the Rebbe holds, the Noif receives the Chshivis of the Iker, and it's Ke'ilo, the Noif is also Dalet Al Dalet. So what did you tell me Rebbe holds? What did you want to tell me? Rebbe holds you can make a hanoch and a koshu? No! You can make a hanoch and a koshu because this koshu is a chashivis of Dalit, the shodinen, noifai, bosarikroi. That is the svar of Rebbe. So there's no such Rebbe. The Sfas Emes asks, naniach, that's the svar of Rebbe. the whole problem we have in our Mishnah is we have a problem with hands. He's putting on a hand, and the hand is not valid. So Zuktis Vasemis, so just like you say, Shadinin Noifai Bosa Rikroi, Shadinin Yodai Bosa Gufai. Kyodam Eitzasodze, you also have the same thing. So Memele, so the Guf is Dalit al Dalit, and it is a Yad. So Memele say, so with the same Lundis, so we'll also solve all our problems. Svasemis says, Vaistois, that the Yad is not Shadinin Bosa. The Yad doesn't get its Chshivis from the Guf. Since Roif Tashmishim are biyad and not with the goof, so there's no din shodina. That's what Azay Dachman Lachayr is on. Mal Koponim, that is pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. Now, we have here a big toisvis, which is not too much negeyos. There's only a few nekudis negeya for us in this toisvis. Let us first see the last two shuras of toisvis, which we are speaking about, which is going according to Shitas Rashi. But before we see Taisvis, Lechayre, the Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, that the Svar of Rabbi is that the branch gets Achshivas of Dalet, Val Shadinin Noifai Bosa Ikroi. Now, let us try to understand, why did the Gemara make it in such a Psalmodne case? That the tree is in a Rishus HaYochid, and the branch is in a Rishus HaRabim, Lamaisa, the branches are Rishus HaRabim side by side. The Shaila is, does the branch have a loch of Dalet al Dalet? So, let the tree also be in the Rishus HaRabim. What was felt ahoyz? So the Meiri says, this Lachaya Teret on Rashi, the Meiri says that if the tree would be in Rishus HaRabim, Afilu the Chomim would also hold Shadin and Noifai Bosa Rikoi. So Memeila, we wouldn't have a Machloikas. We have a Machloikas to Chachomim and Rabbi. So if it would, the tree would be in the same Rishus, everyone knows Shadina Naifai Basa Ikrai. Now since the tree is in a different Rishus, so there we needed that Rabbi said, Aval Pikin Shadina Naifai Basa Ikrai. Now let us see the last two Shuras of Taisvis. Verashi, in the middle of the next to the last Shura. Verashi Shepirish Kam, Mishum Shadi Naifai Basa Ikrai. Vahavi Kimunach, Birshus HaRabim al Gabi Mokim Dalet. That's how Rashi said. He Efshel Amida. So Taisa says, I can't understand Rashi. Rashi doesn't make any sense. Why? The Ilamata Migimel. Where, how is this branch situated? If this branch is Lamata Migimel, Loiboy Rochev Dalet, Lekulaum, it's Lamata Migimel. It's you say Lovot, so you have your Kalkets, Kilamunach Boret. Ulemailo migimel, if the branch is lemailo migimel. So lemailo migimel in a rishus harabim is either a kalmelis or a mokim ptur. If you have something in a rishus harabim, which is lemailo migimel. So if this is, let's say this is gimel and lemailo. If there's less than dalet al dalet, it's called a mokim ptur. If there is dalet al dalet in the oirech and roichev, it's called a kalmelis. But every object in the Rishus HaRabim that is Lamaila Migimel is Choylik Rishus Bifnei Atzme. This is not called a Rishus HaRabim. A Rishus HaRabim is a Mokim Hiluch HaRabim. That's called a Rishus HaRabim. If you have an obstacle in the Rishus HaRabim, which is not a Mokim Hiluch HaRabim, this is not a Rishus HaRabim. So it is either a Kalmelis or it's a Mokim Ptur. But it is not a Rishus HaRabim. So Taisvis asks, so if Lamata Migimel, so you have your Dalet. And if it's Lamaila Migimel, if it is Lamaila Migimel, so Mamela have a Rishus HaRabim. That is Taisvis Kash. So the Svasemis asks on Taisvis, he says, he really doesn't know, what is Azay Gefeller. He says, this is only if you have something standing in the Rishus HaRabim, so it's blocking the Hiluch HaRabim. So Memele, so then it is not Rishus HaRabim, so it's Chaylik Rishus Bifnei Atzmoy. If you have something that's sticking out of a tree, and the people can walk underneath it, so then it is not Chaylik Rishus Bifnei Atzmoy, then he gets a din of the Rishus HaRabim. He doesn't understand what, why Taisvis, what Bechlal, what Taisvis Kash is. Abak upon him, Azay Frektach Taisvis. So Taisvis wants to say, Emulei namid bidveilo shmeino v'toch b'tzad hanoif. So Taisvus wants to say that it's speaking about a branch that the Hanoche was not on the top of the branch. The Hanoche was on the side of the branch. That means as follows. If there is a, that's what we said, that each Mokim in a Rishus HaRabim is Chaylik Rishus Bifnei Atzmoy, that is if you have a Mokim HaShimush. That means, here's the Rishus HaRabim, you have such a Mokim in the Rishus HaRabim, so this is a separate Rishus. This has a Shem Rishus Bifnei Atzmoy. What is it? Either it's a Kamalis or it's a Mokim Ptur. But you need a Mokim Shimush. If you have a branch going out, so it could be the top of the branch, if you could put something on the top of the branch, could be that's also a Mokim Ptur, that would be a Mokim Ptur. But the sides of the branch have no Mokim Shimush whatsoever. So the sides of the branch are not Choylek Rishus Bifnei Atzmai. Now the Shail is, how could it be Noch on the sides of the branch? So Taisa says, that's no problem. You had a Dveilo Shmeino, you had something that was fat and could stick to it, you had a Dveilo Shmeino, a type of a fish, and he threw it on the branch, and it landed on the side of the branch. So Memela, the side of the branch is Zichah Nat Choylek Rishus Bifnei Atzmai. Hashem Rishus HaRabim it had. But now the Shail is, but this Mokim is not valid. It's not Dalad al Dalad. So that was Rebbe. Rebbe said that Shadinen Noif Aibosa Ikroi. So the Noif gets Achshivas of Dalad. So Memela, so therefore he's Chayav al Tmavel Dalad Amas Rishus HaRabim.